Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twins and Diamondbacks, game one of the three-game set tomorrow night from the Valley of the Sun. It'll be Devin Smeltzer against Madison Bumgarner tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 8. Chris Atterbury, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play. First plays, Twins on the radio tomorrow night, again Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee. That'll be a later start in the day. Our coverage begins at 2 with Inside Twins pregame 2:30. And then first pitch after 3 o'clock, Twins return home, then open a series with the Cleveland Guardians, the second-place team in the division. And that'll get started on Tuesday night. That'll be an earlier start, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch. And then Cleveland in again Wednesday night, Thursday matinee. And then Colorado comes to town, so an opportunity for the Twins to gain a little ground against a club that's struggling. So there you go. High school sports, center stage. The end of the spring sports season this week. The four championship games at Target Field tomorrow, starting with Class A bright and early, wrapping up with the 4A title game tomorrow night. And then, of course, boys and girls lacrosse on Saturday with their championship games. And to discuss that and... matters of health, John Millay, media specialist with the Minnesota State High School League. And John's been good enough to join us over the years and talk high school sports. And John, you are recovering now from a bout with COVID. How are you doing, my friend?
Steve, I'm much, much better than earlier in the week when you were talking about the struggling Colorado Rockies. I thought that was going to be a transition to the struggling guy from the high school league. Yeah, it's weird. I'm missing all these tournaments. I'm quarantined at home for 10 days. I'm about halfway through that. But, yeah, I didn't feel well last week during the state softball, tennis, track and field tournaments. Gutted it out. And, I took a COVID test last Friday night when I didn't feel great. And it was negative. And I thought, okay, it's not COVID. I just have a cold.
Yeah.
And then went home from the track meet Saturday night. Didn't feel better. Woke up Sunday morning just feeling about as lousy as I ever have. And that's when I took a positive test Sunday morning. And you know how timing is everything. Not only was that the first day of the last week of the high school league sports calendar, Sunday was also our 40th wedding anniversary. So I can really screw things up when I get down to it. So and my wife and I had planned to head up to the North Shore just for a couple days. Just, you know, 40 years as a married couple, we thought that was pretty good. So we had a little trip planned, and we delayed that, and we'll go up at some point later here. So, yeah, this is serious business, though, Steve, and I'm so glad I'm totally vaxxed, completely boosted. I don't know if I'm going out on a limb here saying that that might have saved my life, because this thing really did not get into my lungs. My head was like wet cement. You know, it was hard to take a breath. I couldn't exert anything. I was like a walking zombie. I couldn't walk the dog. I could barely get out of bed. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I got a prescription for Paxlovid, which is, I understand it. I did a video visit with the doctor, and I mentioned that drug. I'd heard about it, and she nodded right away, said, that's what we're going to get for you, and it's meant to keep people like me. I'm over 60. I'm diabetic. Its purpose is to keep me out of the hospital. And yeah, the turnaround, you know, since Tuesday is 180. I mean, I don't have any energy. I'm still in bed much of the day, but I'm not in bed all day like I was. So I'm grateful for all the medical experts who have done so much, you know, for more than 2 years now. And really grateful. I just wrote about it. I've been writing about it kind of piecemeal since Tuesday night. I just posted a kind of an essay about this on John's Journal at mshsl.org, and I just tweeted a link to it. I'm a writer. That's what I do. And I've been kind of taking notes. But you know what? There have been times where I've been mentally off here. It does affect the brain. I think I'm over that now, but I've never experienced anything like this, Steve. I've been hospitalized a couple times, and you know, had an emergency appendectomy years ago. That's the most pain I've ever been in, but this thing just really laid me out. I mean, it hit me hard. It hit me in a hurry, and I hope to the good Lord I didn't pass it on to anybody else. As soon as I tested positive, I started alerting everybody I could think of that I had interacted with at all these tournaments, because I just do not want to pass this on to anybody. Nobody deserves this. But I'm on the upside of it now. By the middle of next week, I tested again today. I'm still positive. I think that's normal. Maybe by the middle of next week, I can leave the house. I'm going to go 10 days here without driving, without leaving the house. And God bless my wife. She mowed the lawn yesterday. She's doing all the chores. And she must be superwoman. She has tested negative throughout. So kudos to Beth Malay for not only 40 years of marriage, but for taking care of me while remaining super healthy.
Yeah, for sure. Congrats on the 40 years to you and Beth. And when I heard that, and I was aware of your underlying condition, because I remember when, you know, COVID struck the world, and you know, we went through that, and you did a lot of writing about that and how you had to be extra careful because of the underlying conditions. And then when I heard the news that you weren't going to be around the state tournaments and this is what happened, you know, I was certainly, you know, concerned for you, and the fact that you're on the right side of it is definitely a good thing. You know, I kind of went through that when, you know, my mom and dad vaccinated, and they had been very careful, and they got it down in Arizona where they spend some time in the winter months, and I was obviously concerned. And what you went through sounds like almost exactly what my dad went through. My mom got it, but it kind of came and went pretty quickly for her, but it really hit my dad hard and was laid up. But, you know, he was able to get treatments, and the doctors down there did a really nice job, and he was able to get on the right side of it. And then they were ultimately, as soon as they both tested negative, they drove home and got to spend. Yeah. They drove home from Arizona as soon as they both tested negative and were able to spend that lovely April with us. The weather was just horrible. But, yeah, good news, John. Glad you're on the other side of it. And I know how much this means to you in your years now, after you left the Star Tribune and joined the high school league, how much state tournament time, whether it's fall, spring, or winter, means to you.
Yeah, and that championship day at Target Field tomorrow, I haven't missed any of those. there's just, it's going to be so much fun. Yeah, the weather's going to be good. What a nice thing for those kids. Some great matchups. You know, you got Hayfield and Randolph, both from the Gopher Conference in the 1A. And then the Geography Bowl with Roseau versus Fairmont in 2A. People are debating on Twitter right now, have two Minnesota high school teams ever played that are farther apart? And it's funny. People think the high school league keeps tons of records, things like that. We don't. We don't track that stuff. So I always open those up to the people on Twitter. And it's just fun. It's going to be a great day. I'll be watching it online and cheering for everybody. And then the lacrosse championship games for boys and girls on Saturday. Yeah, missed the golf tournaments this week, missed baseball, missed lacrosse. But as I wrote, you know, my attendance is not vital. They can go on without me just fine, but I sure will miss being not being at Target Field tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Great day of games. And what's so great about it for a baseball fan, it is a tremendous value. If you can play hooky from work, the weather's going to be spectacular. We all know how great Target Field is, and you get four high school baseball games, and I believe you get in early, you stay all day.
Right, and if it's similar to past years, if you want to leave, I think you get a wristband, and you come back in. You want to go out and have some lunch somewhere downtown? I think that's allowed. I don't think you need to buy a second ticket. Yeah, it's the best. It's the best deal in baseball. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we've talked about this many times, but it is worth bringing it up. And when the new stadium was built, U.S. Bank Stadium for the Vikings, the legislature mandated that the high school league could use it. So, soccer, boys and girls, and football get to use the U.S. Bank Stadium. We all know about XL Energy Center for all the events that are there, including volleyball, boys and girls hockey, etc. Target Center generally has basketball, dance, all the great venues over at the U. And all these other state tournament venues do a terrific job. We've talked about North Mankato and softball and Caswell Park and the tremendous job they do every year. And then, of course, baseball being able to play where the Twins play, a major league facility. I mean, it is just extraordinary that the Twins making that available for these kids, because let's face it, you know, you want to win a championship, but win or lose, being able to play in a game at Target Field for these kids is something they'll never forget.
Yeah, and I'm not going to take a strong stance on this, but I'm not aware of another state where high school baseball championship games are played in a major league ballpark. It certainly could happen. I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, in other sports, you know, in Michigan, they use Ford Field, home of the Lions, for football championships. In Texas, they use the Cowboys Stadium. But as far as baseball, that's something I've never really explored. I don't know if in any other state. I know a lot of minor league ballparks are used, but I don't know. This may be the only state that does that. Maybe while I'm sitting around on my backside here the next few days, I'll do a little research. Give me a project here. Maybe I'll take a dive into that. But, yeah, it's phenomenal. And, the thing with U.S. Bank Stadium is the high school league doesn't have to pay to use that. That's the legislation. And, you know, we've talked about this over the years, Steve, how lucky we are in Minnesota. We don't really realize it enough that we all these facilities that these kids get to use, all these great memories that they're going to have for the rest of their lives, and everybody who gets to sit in the stands. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, and you know, lacrosse continues to grow. It's funny, you talk about boys and girls lacrosse, still one class, and the boys and girls are going to play their championship games out at Stillwater. I believe Roseville and Stillwater were hosting those events this week, and then the championship games will be out at Stillwater, and that stadium, home of the Ponies, is just phenomenal. A great facility out there for that championship. But I was thinking how that sport continues to grow all over the state. I happen to be driving around in Champlin running an errand, and there was youth lacrosse games going on. And these were really little kids. It seemed to me like mites in hockey, the real little ones, the kids just getting started and kindergarten or first grade. That is the first time I've seen, you know, might level lacrosse, and it was incredible. So that just goes to show the trajectory that game is on.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing. I live in Dakota County in the southern part of the metro, and there's a park down the hill from where I live. Same thing on a Saturday or a Sunday, you'll see little boys and girls playing lacrosse and little lacrosse nets out there. It's unbelievable where they might have been out there previously. Well, there's still a baseball softball field, and gets used a lot. But yeah, it's kind of a new thing to see all these little kids playing lacrosse. It's great.
Yeah, so quite a week. And John, good news. And I know you don't have an assignment editor anymore since you moved from, the Star Tribune over to the high school league a number of years ago. But maybe that would be a great advance piece in John's journal ahead of the baseball championship games. Are there any other states that play their championship games in a major league facility? Maybe that'd be a perfect John's journal.
Maybe I'll work on that while I'm watching the game from home tomorrow. There's only 49 other states, and all of them have the equivalent of a high school league. I can go to 49 websites and do a few clicks. I bet I can find that. So yeah.
Well, yeah.
We might get there, Steve.
Yeah, and you can eliminate all those states that don't have big league teams.
Right.
You know, John, you might be able to knock out a piece tonight before you hit the sack.
There you go. You are a very good assignment editor, Steve. This is a great idea. I think I'm going to this has really sparked my energy level. I'm feeling good right now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really good handing out orders. That's for sure.
Oh, you are.
If I don't have to do the work. And by the way, shout out to our friends at PrepSpotlight.tv. They will be streaming all the championship games if you can't get down to Target Field or those lacrosse championship games on Saturday. PrepSpotlight.tv will have the lacrosse and the baseball. John, so glad to hear you're on the road to recovery. Congrats on the 40-year anniversary. Thinking about you.
You bet, my friend. It's good to hear your voice too, Steve. Thanks for everything you do.
All right, there he is, John Millay. Media specialist with the Minnesota State High School League, fine writer, has a great passion for high school sports, and still writes John's Journal at mshsl.org. And yeah, all the brackets, all the scores, all the stats from the state tournaments there as well. It is 8:22, quick break. We will come back. We'll talk a little Stanley Cup, a little more golf, U.S. Open leaderboard. Big names on the leaderboard. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, not a great day for Phil. We'll get into all of that. And the NASCAR coming back to the Midwest. The Truck Series is going to be at Knoxville, Iowa, the sprint car capital of the world. Reed Spencer will join us following the weather at 8:30. This is really cool. They're going to be on the dirt down in Knoxville. We'll get into that. And then, oh, by the way, NASCAR is coming back to Wisconsin right around the 4th of July this year. So plenty of opportunities to see the NASCAR drivers here in the upper Midwest this summer. It is 8:22 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.